I'll now hand you over to my best man, Eddie. Wow, wow, wow. Second time's a charm, eh, Billy boy?
Oh, God.
Substitution courtesy of Paddy Power. Embarrassing Eddie makes way for sensible Samuel.
Cool, that was close.
You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, August 29th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Bumble is working on a new dating app, one that's powered by artificial intelligence. CEO Whitney Wolf-Hurd tells us she and a team at Bumble have consulted psychologists and relationship counselors to program a matchmaking AI. They're looking to release a beta version of the app to select users this fall. It'll be separate from the existing Bumble app, and it'll be built as a large language model. The company is still figuring out the monetization strategy. One possibility: users might have to pay for each match. PepsiCo's Director of Fleet Engineering and Sustainability says there is still a sound business case for zero-emission trucks as the costs and challenges of operating the big rigs come down. PepsiCo has more than 1,750 electric vehicles in its fleet, including more than 100 battery electric semi-trucks. In an interview with the WSJ, the director said the company uses battery electric trucks for last mile and regional distribution, and that better technology has helped the trucks get into longer distance routes. And Chinese EV maker BYD reports a rise in first-half profit. The company said net profit for the first 6 months of the year increased 14% to the equivalent of $2.18 billion. Revenue rose 23% from a year earlier. But second-quarter revenue and profit missed analysts' estimates. The results come amid concerns over BYD's ability to hit its full-year sales goal after weaker-than-expected sales last month. And a note before we go, we'll be off on Monday for Labor Day in the U.S., but we'll be back on Tuesday with more Tech News Briefing episodes.
We're focused on tools that work faster, safer, better. For job site leaders who do the same, because in this business, true leaders aren't born, they're built. DeWalt.